Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Ms. Lily Mu Lee on July 24, 1982. This is Tape 2 by Sue Ellen Chan. So you were very happy, you know, all that time. Was that right?
I think as happy as what was normal. I'm sure we had everyone have their ups and downs.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to review that and compare today with what I should have had then, mm-hmm. then it's wrong.
Uh-huh.
So we've all have our good periods and the bad periods. But overall, I never remember the negative, so that's why I always say it's good.
I
don't ever retain any negative in my mind.
Uh-huh.
And that's based on health reasons, because there's enough negative in this world and everything you have to do, and negatives only retain toxins in your system, and toxins then become degenerate diseases. And I want to say young and healthy.
Right.
And vital until uh-huh. the last moment.
Uh-huh.
So in order to accomplish that, do you remove those? What may be considered not bright, because no one's always happy 24 hours a day, but it's all part of an experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you release those and you learn from those and you move on.
Mm-hmm. I see. So when did you decide to working again?
Oh, the working, my husband actually wanted to retire at the age of 40, so he felt that I should get my real estate license. We felt that was one of the ways. Get my real estate license, buy real estate, and
mm-hmm.
and look forward to him retiring at 40, uh-huh. which was very ambitious. Of course, maybe we didn't know any different then. But apparently it didn't work out because of the problems. But I was able to get my license. But the license, I did work full-time. He used to like to come home for lunch,
mm-hmm.
so it was a little bit, and then of course I had my boys,
mm-hmm.
so it was a little bit, you know, an hour here and an hour there, so it wasn't really effective, but concentrated mainly on my own street,
uh-huh.
and sold quite, you know, referrals, you know, you talk to people, there's always someone you refer,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't actually start working until after my divorce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. So, at that time you started getting the license, were your boys already sort of at school?
Yeah, well, they were probably around 12 and 14 or 11 and
mm-hmm.
11 and 13.
Mm-hmm.
But getting the license and I wasn't actually working. They it was just something on the side, mm-hmm. but it never affected our living style.
Mm-hmm. I see. So actually, getting the license, doing real estate, is really doing it for yourself, not really making money out of making business.
No, I was doing it for my husband. He wanted me to.
It's also getting money. It's not like you invest some money for yourself and
no,
then when
it was
he
just,
retires, it's enough for you.
Yeah, it was
too.
Just getting started, and fortunately it was, because if you allow, life will flow in its own pattern for you. And after my divorce, with the real estate license, I was able to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
However, I didn't realize that it took a little while to get the commissions and
yes,
income
uh-huh.
coming in.
Yes.
My only thought was, being a mother, that my time should be spent with my boys in a job that required me to be able to be with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
And also that it didn't require a lot of education. I already had it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, being a secretary, going back to being secretary, or going back to school to be a teacher required too much time. Just didn't have it, didn't have the funds.
Mm-hmm.
So it was real estate.
I see. So, but going back to, you know, I mean, working as secretary, you don't really need further training since you already have experience.
Yeah, but that was like 16 years after my, you know, I was married for 16 years.
Uh-huh.
So
still you need some more sort
maybe,
of training.
Yeah. And that, I guess I could have gone that route, except that it would have taken up 8 hours and I couldn't afford that because of my boys.
Uh-huh.
I felt I had to be home with them.
Right. So since you already have real estate license, so you decided to go in. Did you actually like the business at the very beginning?
I never thought of it as liking. I just thought a way of bringing in income. I think I would have preferred to do something more feminine or to be a school teacher, because my mind has always been taught of being a mother and children. So that all may tied into kids and teaching. But it was a job to perform because you made a decision to leave. And if you leave, then part of that decision was to support the children. And so, you know, the going to work and earning an income was to accomplish something. So the job, I guess I wasn't concerned whether or not I liked it or not.
Okay. Would you consider that wasn't feminine at that time?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you have to sort of dealing with all
kind of people. I guess something that I would have enjoyed more as a female, like clothes designing, interior decorating. I would have preferred something like that.
Yeah, can I ask you, like, when you were a little girl, do you have any kind of dream being, you know,
other than
teacher? Because you have the teaching, but then outside of that, you know, what you should be there, is there any sort of a dream?
No. I guess because it was very narrow teaching, very narrow thinking. You never thought beyond what you were taught. And we didn't have any outside information to tell us differently. In other words, even though there was all this available, if you go to like junior high school and all these different courses, you never thought that for yourself. Because you never were taught to think of that for yourself.
Okay, so you just...
No way really even try to. No, I think if I did... I would have been unhappy, right?
Yeah, you never would be satisfied.
Or I may have, you know, and I'll have to think, I may have said, oh, you know how as kids, oh, I like to do this, and like to do this, and like to do this.
But not very strongly.
No, and then, you know, where it builds up to resentment, well, I can't because. You know, I've never felt that.
So, in a way, it's, you know, it make you feel happier, you don't think that way. You know,
yeah,
you
I think you can best constantly describe as innocent. Naive and innocent.
So when you first got into the real estate business, I mean really working, you know, did you find any difficulty to start? Of course, you already have some sort of training before, you know, you really take on this business as a full-time job.
Not really.
So when which company did you work with?
They're not in business. A little Japanese firm off of Jefferson. And I don't even know how I got there. It must have been someone I had known or referred me to to hang my license in Daiichi. But I was only there after my divorce for a short time, and then I went to Kashu. And at Kashu, I was there. That was mainly a Japanese firm. Japanese-Chinese owner, but it was also in what you would call... primarily the black and ethnic group. And I worked there for a year, and I almost immediately went from a house selling maybe two houses to selling apartments, because I felt if I were going to show, right, your time spent showing a house, a 16,000 house at that time, to an $80,000 apartment, which was 8 units at that time. You know, prices have changed. That time spent would have been better spend in showing a unit, so I went right into units. And I sold most of the property on Marlton where I lived. You know, I lived on Marlton and Don Diablo, right in the Crenshaw Santa Barbara area. Worked there for a year and felt it wasn't really the support. They were mostly a home office. So I went to work for Wagner Jacobson, which is a Jewish firm on Wilshire Boulevard. Worked there for a little over a year. And that was when they start getting involved in syndication. And I think I was fairly well liked because, you know, I'm very up. And so I learned quite a bit from Wagner Jacobson's office. From there, after a year, I went to out to the valley to the Lawrence Company, which is primarily a syndicator. They work in conjunction with the money manager. You know, they manage a lot of the stars and musical people, and he did investing. And I became his vice president in charge of acquisition, worked for him for a little over a year. And then opened my own office in Beverly Hills.
That was, when did you open your own?
Must have been 73, something like that.
Uh-huh. So you're actually moving, along quite rapidly,
uh-huh.
From one stage to another. And did you learn that, it's every time you go into a new stage, you have to learn something more, and was that difficult for you?
No, it wasn't difficult for me. I guess, everything is relevant and just takes time to learn it,
Mm-hmm.
If you apply your mind to your mantra, you can.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing is difficult.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. And what kind of goal did you have, from the beginning? Of course, at the beginning, you've got to make money to support
mm-hmm.
the family. Did you have to really get the money to support your
sons
and all
yeah,
your
because
ex-husband
no,
did
no,
not
no.
have any?
Very little, because I had the, car with the mortgage and
uh-huh.
the house with the mortgage. And then we each took 1 8 unit and
uh-huh.
and his 8 unit. And the numbers were, as I remember, worked out better than my 8 units. So I did have to work in.
Uh-huh.
And there was only $100 for Craig and $100 for Randy per
uh-huh.
month.
Uh-huh. I see.
$200, even though in those days, even 10 years of a 12 years, it really isn't that much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I had to work.
Uh-huh. But you did take upon the responsibility of
everything.
Bring up the children. Everything. And that's probably your main concern is to bring up the
mm-hmm.
children.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, and
still. Hopefully in another year it'll be finished. A couple of years it'll be finished.
They
can take over.
Are they married?
No.
Oh,
no.
But
it's bringing them into my firm and training them. And you know how difficult it is right now in the market is
yes.
bad.
Uh-huh. And they just started?
About a year ago.
About a year ago. Uh-huh.
Year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
So you know how difficult it is now. So
uh-huh.
Hopefully in a couple of years they'll be able to be an active part of it and I won't have to work so hard.
The end of first interview with Mrs. Lily Mu Lee.